Relicsradio.com.
We will no longer pay respect to these relics because their respect is now my respect. There was no passing of the torch. I took that torch and I used it to burn Kane and to burn Undertaker straight into ashes.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Welcome to Monday Night Raw!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
You're scared. I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Destiny. The difference is I'm fighting to win and you're fighting not to lose. You may be my father's instrument of destruction, but I am the instrument of change here in the WWE. That's been needed for a very, very long time. And if I have to cement my legacy by destroying yours, then that's what I have to do.
You need to watch your mouth, rich boy. You don't get to talk about my legacy.
Let me take you back to WrestleMania 2 years ago. Your legacy died.
You're just like your old man. Seeing how, from the very day that you were born, you've been your daddy's.
Oh no, he didn't. But he
did. He needs to get some ice for those burns.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Raw Post Show live right here on Raw Talk Radio Network. Presented, as always, by GoWork.net and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And this is how we were going to kick off the Raw Post Show. We were going to talk about that. But instead, Lindsay, we have something bigger to talk about. Did you know this?
Really? What's bigger than that?
She's back.
And I know one intern who is super excited for it. Oh my god, everybody is so unhappy about this. Everybody is so unhappy about this. And honestly...
And he's cursing us right now in the chat room.
My work here is done. I can go to bed now.
We both suck so hard. Anyway.
You know it, baby.
So that was Eva Marie is back. is back. She's back. She's out of her mind. She is back on Monday Night Raw, part of Team Total Divas, as they will take on the Anti-Total Divas this Sunday on the WWE pre-show.
And I know everybody wanted Bayley. I know everybody was expecting Bayley, but honestly, this is not the way to bring Bayley up. Bayley's special, and she needs to have her own thing to bring her up to be a part of the WrestleMania team. No. She doesn't. No. Because she's going to get thrown on the pre-show, so it's like, that's not how you do her debut.
No, and she's not a total diva.
And she's not a total diva. You know, there's only so many of them on the show. And Mandy is not exactly ready to wrestle.
And Rosa just had a baby.
Rosa just had a baby, so it's either you pull Arianne out of mothballs or Eva Marie.
And Cameron is not even on the show anymore.
Yeah, so it's, you kind of have very limited options in terms of who you could have used for this, and honestly, Eva's not going to be in the match that long to even really worry about it.
Paige lost to Emma tonight on Monday Night Raw. That set up this whole thing with Lana laying around with a kick.
Which was nice. Which was so, so nice. Which was so pretty.
It was really cool. But yes, we need to talk about what happened at the start of Monday Night Raw. There was a heated exchange between The Undertaker and Shane McMahon. They had a war of words between each other. Taker was intense. He said this won't be his last WrestleMania. He's made it clear that Vince McMahon, the blood of his son is on his hands, but Vince's blood may very well be on Undertaker's as well. Undertaker says Shane McMahon will fight for his legacy until he draws his last breath. WrestleMania is his yard, Hell in a Cell is his house, and WrestleMania and Shane McMahon will rest in peace. And you heard some of the back and forth as we came in. I'm going to avoid talking about The Thing because we're not allowed to talk about The Thing because The Thing was brought up again tonight on Monday Night Raw.
Why do we need to keep bringing up The Thing? I mean, why? I hate WrestleMania.
Because it only gets up once a year, so.
Well, it doesn't have to get up at all. Somebody stop teasing it.
Yeah. Not even going to.
Not gonna touch that, are you?
No, not going to touch that at all. Oh.
Sure you don't want to get it a little wink, nudge, nudge, maybe give it a little rub? Sure. Make it rise up one more time!
She sums it up perfectly for us. Anyway, that's not the big thing to talk about tonight, because we don't know how big it is, but the big thing was what happened after that. They went into a brawl, they fought, Taker was throwing Shane around, and then, well, we went to the announce table, and Shane McMahon escaped the last ride powerbomb, and, well, found the monitor, struck Taker with the monitor, struck him again, laying him out on the table, and then it's like, Shane, what are you doing, Shane? He climbs to the top rope. Big flying elbow drop through the table, the crowd goes, holy you know what, and Taker lay there, and Shane hobbled away, and then Taker set up. It is throat slash, Shane point a sign, and there you go.
This was a fantastic opening to Monday Night Raw. This helped to sell this match even further than what it had already been sold. And we were talking about this earlier, where this took this from being Shane versus Vince to Shane versus Taker, which is where that focus really needs to lie. I like the intensity between the two. I like the fight between the two. I think one of my favorite things was when Shane's getting up on the top rope. All three announcers are going, oh my god, Shane, no, get down right now. And of course he jumped. He took his warm-up leap. Odds in Vegas now shifted for Shane to jump off the Jerrytron.
Yeah.
Because we all know they did that spot because Shane's not going to be able to do it on Sunday.
Some would say that's vintage Shane McMahon.
But this was perfect. This is exactly what you needed. You have Shane beat down Taker, get the upper hand, and then Taker sits up and is ready for more as Shane McMahon sort of backs away on the ramp. This told the story perfectly, where it's clearly Taker is not in the... Taker doesn't really have a side in this. He doesn't really care.
He's out for destruction.
He's just out to hurt somebody, which is what Taker does, and that's exactly the story that you need to tell with him. Vince and Shane are the ones that have everything to gain, and Taker's going to be the one that has everything to lose. So it's a nice little setup. At this point, by the end, we were all going, Shane, get out of the building, Shane. Get out now. He's going to kill you.
Which brings up Renee Young interviewing Vince McMahon. Vince was asked about what happened at the start of the show. Vince said it was an inkling of what we'll see at WrestleMania. Shane is not afraid of The Undertaker. Shane will do anything to win. When Undertaker said that Hell in a Cell was his house and WrestleMania is his yard, Shane doesn't want his house or the yard. He wants the entire WWE Universe, and he will do anything to get that. He's not surprised by any of it. All Shane did was anger The Undertaker. Vince tells Shane if he was him, he would be on the other side of the Brooklyn Bridge. Shane says that Vince thinks he is God, and no one can run this company better than him. On the very stage you created, he's going to take 40 years of anger and frustration out, and he will run Raw. While you stole the company from your father, I will be taking it from you. That was nice.
Nice little setup reminder that this is still, Vince is still a part of this. Vince obviously regrets angering The Undertaker just a bit, because, well, Vince is in his 70s, and he can't exactly fight Taker off anymore. But no, yeah, nice little promo between Vince and Shane. This is one of Shane's best promo nights. Because I think they kept it really just...
Simple
for him, and didn't have him try to do too much.
Not a lot of verbiage.
Mm-mm.
So, it was going to be Chris Jericho versus Zack Ryder. AJ Styles comes out, says, you know, he's going to stay in here until he gets the match he wants at WrestleMania. The match he wants is him versus Chris Jericho. So he stood at ringside, Zack Ryder took on Chris Jericho. He had a Y2 Jackass chant. As Zack Ryder beats Y2J on Monday Night Raw, and then eats a Codebreaker. And then Jericho ends up giving AJ Styles the match he wants at WrestleMania.
Hey! So we have Jericho versus AJ one more time, and Zack Ryder picks up a win on Raw. Win-win.
How about that? This will be Chris Jericho's 12th WrestleMania.
Wow.
That's a lot of WrestleManias, and he called Styles a rookie. So we had Becky and Charlotte. Solid matchup between the girls. Charlotte picked up the win with natural selection. Sasha was at ringside. There's one point where Charlotte mocked Sasha, which was nice. Yeah, Ric Flair interfered. As always, Charlotte picked up the win. Sets up the three-way on Sunday.
Nice little match. Nice little warm-up for everybody. Everybody looked good in it.
Big Show and Kane took on the Social Outcast. Really wasn't anything. All the wrestlers in the Battle Royal showed up.
The biggest thing was Curtis Axel wished his father a happy birthday and killed the internet with feels.
And Damien Sandow was on Raw.
Alert the media.
The New Day's Kofi Kingston took on Alberto Del Rio, beat him. Yeah. So it was a solid match between the two. But the major surprise was Jonathan Coachman comes out on Monday Night Raw.
Been a minute.
Fresh off his appearance at Madison Square Garden. He's in Brooklyn tonight. Comes out. Tells the New Day they were his favorite guest on SportsCenter. And confirms that the number one sports program in America will be live this Sunday at WrestleMania. And that he loves some bootios. And, you know, he danced.
He was basically being everything Byron Saxton wants to be?
Yes.
Okay.
Kalisto beat Connor of the Ascension. Because small guy can beat big guy. And then big guy showed up. And they had a face-to-face.
It was intense.
That's a word for it. Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Paul Heyman. He came to the ring to talk about the baddest beast on the planet, Brock Lesnar. Paul says, his job is to hype WrestleMania 6 days away. You have a rare opportunity to see once-in-a-lifetime athlete and a fighter at his prime do his thing at a level that not one single member of the locker room can hope to achieve. In every equation, there is one exception to define the rule. This one is, it isn't an idiot, a dreamer, a fool, a lunatic. That one lunatic thinks he has what it takes to bring the fight to Brock Lesnar to perform at the same level to be the one to defeat the one in 22-1.
The thing.
That lunatic is Dean Ambrose. Paul says he will give Dean all the credit in the world, but Brock will not. Dean is crazy like a fox. Dean thinks if he could take an NCAA and UFC champion out of his comfort zone and use these weapons because they are legal. Dean has a chance to be the next star when he steps in the ring at WrestleMania against Brock Lesnar. The bad news for the members of the Asylum, Dean Ambrose has to step in the ring with Brock Lesnar. Paul says his client is ready to give Dean Ambrose the defining WrestleMania moment. Not of this year, not of this generation, but of a lifetime. When Dr. Brock Lesnar takes all of those politically incorrect weapons and performs a public colonoscopy on Dean Ambrose.
That can be painful.
Brock said 2 years ago, it was not a prediction, it was a spoiler. Your winner at WrestleMania will be the reigning and defending Lord of the Dean Ambrose Cruiser. And he has a big red wagon.
With his initials spray painted on it.
So, Dean brings his wagon to the ring. He looks on the ring, he grits a crowbar, steel pipes, throws them into the thing. He gets a baseball bat, checks to the side, he doesn't want that one. He grabs the barbed wire baseball bat, takes the fire extinguisher and the chainsaw from under the ring, throws a kendo stick, he had nunchuck, and then He also takes the steel steps.
Which I think he regretted because he was having a hard time getting the wagon back up the ramp at the end. But yeah, Dean went shopping for Sunday and, well, he's all set. And meanwhile, Brock's standing there like, that's all you're going to do? Really? Okay. Like, I think Brock has this weird admiration for Dean.
I think he does.
Where it's like, this is going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Owens, Miz, and Stardust lost to Sami Zayn, Sin Cara, and Dolph Ziggler in like a 20-minute match that the crowd hated. Does that sum it up?
That sums it up. Next.
Don't ever chant for the quitter. Please, can we stop with that?
Like, I get people are chanting because they're dissatisfied with the project or with the product, but when it's you've got Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn and Dolph Ziggler and Stardust out there.
Concentrate on them.
Concentrate on them because WWE's trying, that's basically going to make them or break them in terms of them being a star. Because if, well, the crowd's basically chanting boring or they're chanting other things and they're not keeping the crowd's attention, it's like, oh, well, they don't know what they're doing, so we're going to skip over them and we're going to go to the next person. So just think about that. I understand you're not happy with it, but don't chant for the quitter. Please.
Can we stop with that? That's, you know, kind of...
It's been 2 years. Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. So, at this point, Triple H comes to the ring with Stephanie McMahon, and they talk about in 6 days the world will watch, in 6 days the biggest crowd will watch live. The spectacle that is WrestleMania that will watch the WWE Championship match. It's the most important thing in the industry, not to take away anything from any... else. It is the dream of everyone to walk on the stage on Sunday. It's a dream of everyone at home. Everyone has a dream or a fantasy to hold the WWE title high above their head at WrestleMania. That will happen. That will never happen for any of you. You don't have the ability to make your dreams a reality. Think of the odds. Roman Reigns did. He is one of those one in a million athletes. He turned his dreams into reality. He was so good he was able to become WWE World Heavyweight Champion for 5 minutes and 15 seconds. This Sunday, Hunter says he will walk the aisle at WrestleMania for the 20th time. For the 9th time, he will compete for the world title, the most of anyone in history. He says it is because he is obsessed with it. He's been obsessed with it since day one of being WWE champion. This obsession has led to him to the world championship and the greatest superstar in WWE history. He has a stranglehold on title and business for the last 20 years. He said he thought he was okay to put on a suit every day. Then something changed. Then on that announce table 4 months ago, Roman Reigns powerbombed him. On that table, Roman Reigns lit a fire out of his obsession once again. People may have forgotten who he was. Maybe it was Roman Reigns putting his hands on him, but that obsession was back, and it was bigger and better than ever. It was not long before he was WWE champion again. And then... Roman Reigns, you've already lost Sunday. You've already made it the final mistake on Sunday. You made a mistake 4 months ago. His obsession marks the end of your dream. That obsession will ensure that no matter what, he will walk out of WrestleMania, the WWE champion. Stephanie says that this Sunday is not horns or Hell in a Cell. It's about the WWE title. It's about her husband. It's about the cerebral assassin. And then out came Roman Reigns. Which was the reaction he got coming to the ring.
God, I just feel so bad for women.
So they brawled. They brawled. Hunter bailed. And Stephanie left as well. So, anyway, I gotta move. I gotta keep going.
Stop, keep going.
Stop distracting me. Anyway. Nope. So they're in the backstage area. Roman's being interviewed. Bubba Ray calls him out. D-Von and Bubba beat him up. Triple H jumps in. So it's a 3-on-1 beatdown. On Roman Reigns, he gets sent in a wall, and the Dudleys leave. God, yeah, that works.
And I'm sitting there the whole time as the Dudleys are taunting Roman. I'm like, dude, it's a trap. Dude, it's a trap. Don't follow him. And then he gets beat up, and it's like, see? Told you. It's a trap. He just needs somebody to stand there and yell at him and be like, Roman, no. Roman, no.
So we fast forward to the end of the Monday Night Raw. The authority are back out. Stephanie says, you look at all of us with hatred and loathing in your eyes because you could never achieve what they have. You base your lives on hopes and dreams. The reality comes when life slaps you in the face. You're looking for new leadership and new champions because it isn't happening. This championship is going nowhere and neither are they. Hunter talks about attacking from behind as if it's not a strategy, but it's cowardice. Hunter says a lot is at stake. This is not a game. This is real life. Millions of dollars are at stake. You can take your morality and shove it. out came Roman Reigns. And, well, we got a little bit more of... They brawl more. We have the heels come out. Stephanie calls for them. They try to go out. They're dragging Roman Reigns away from Hunter. Babyfaces. We have a pull-apart brawl. Didn't have the intensity that you think it would have because it was lacking something. And maybe we already saw them brawl hours ago, a couple of hours ago, and the fans aren't really buying, you know, Roman Reigns at this point. But that's how Monday Night Raw closed.
I get what they were trying to achieve with this. And it was well booked. It was well executed. But I think this lacks the chemistry that Taker and Brock had. Because they were basically trying to recreate the Taker and Brock pull-apart brawl.
Or any pull-apart brawl for that.
Or any pull-apart brawl. But the one that comes to mind is Taker and Brock, because that's the most recent. And this just does not have, I think, the intensity that that had. And that's just for the simple fact that Roman is not pursuing the title for the same reason that Taker pursued Brock, which was ultimately revenge. And that's just a very strong motivator, especially in a character like The Undertaker. And the way The Undertaker is portrayed is second to none. Same with Brock Lesnar. So for Roman and Hunter, it's like, this was good. This is what you needed. I have no problems with it. It's just this, I felt like this just kind of lacked a little bit of the intensity.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think this kind of whole feud has lacked a little bit of intensity. I feel like it could have been a lot stronger. And it's not necessarily their fault. Hunter's been trying. Roman's been trying. It's just, I don't think the chemistry is there.
It's missing something.
There's not that spark. It's just not there. And I know people will argue with me and they'll say that I'm wrong. And I could be wrong. But from my vantage point and from what I'm seeing, it's just not there for me. I'm just not seeing it.
But that was Monday Night Raw in a nutshell. We'll talk more about WrestleMania Thursday on The Rack.
That's right. Tune in because we are doing all things WrestleMania. We are talking about NXT TakeOver Dallas. We will let you know what we think about the matches, who we think was going to win, and we will fill you in one last time on the WrestleMania contest where you can enter to win a book from the very fine people over at DK Publishing.
Go to facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork and fill out the pick sheet. It's up there right now. Official rules at WildTalkRadio.com. Go check out the special edition of The Rack tomorrow with artist extraordinaire Rob Schomburger. It'll be available at some point tomorrow afternoon. Follow the show on Twitter at Rack Radio Show, facebook.com/RackRadioShow. RackRadioShow.com. Check out YouTube. YouTube.com/RackRadioShow. There will be WrestleMania 32 WWE 2K simulations and playthroughs and stuff like that. And a bunch of other goodies thrown in throughout the week. Because I got stuff planned. Because I'm giving at WrestleMania week.
It's WrestleMania week. Why not?
Why not? So I got a lot of stuff coming your way. So check it out. YouTube.com/RackRadioShow. Saturday Night Midnight Edition will be the final preview of WrestleMania with myself, Rob Parks, Subway. It's the weird, it's the wacky, the unusual. CB Radio Live on Facebook and Twitter, CBRadioLive.com. Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies. And Sunday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, with Tim Stein and Omega, myself, and the brand new co-host, recapping WrestleMania. Tune in. At WTR Sunday on Facebook and Twitter, and we will finish off the all-time greatest conversation. What is the all-time greatest WrestleMania moment? Find out Sunday on Russell Talk Radio. We'll be back covering all the fallout from WrestleMania's post-show on Raw next Monday night, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Raw post-show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWARD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you'd like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitter.
Thanks to GoWork.net and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. See you Tuesday, Thursday, and all week long, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network, and right back here next Monday night, Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Here, WildTalkRadio.com. My stock's on top, your checks bounce while mine's boogie. Wrist, I must rock it. Chicks, stop it, I knock it. Cash looks like I got a gang of fist in my pocket. Fist in my pocket. Fist in my pocket. Here comes the money. Money, money, money.